Howdy neighbors, a good afternoon. Time for us to check our agricultural markets, market analysis time, in fact, with Justin Lewis from KIS Futures. Justin's going to talk about the livestock futures as well as our grain trade as well. Justin joins us in just a moment.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
With John Deere, P&K Equipment is bringing a new concept to the market. It's all about how to mow well fast. With P&K, you can breeze through your yard work with a John Deere residential zero turn starting at $24.99, or you can get a riding lawn tractor starting at only $14.99. P&K's got the mower and accessories you need to make sure you mow well fast with any size yard. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 7/31/16. Price and model availability may vary by location. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Cattle markets today were extremely strong here. We had feeder cattle in May up 342 at 150.80, about $1 off of the contract highs from earlier today. And they've been on a constant rally since the end of April. It really started at that last day of April going into the 1st of May. We've rallied back over $10 at this point. And we're getting near the 50-day moving average. Still a little ways off of it, but we got within 50 points here at this point. Last time we saw some consolidation trade was in the mid-155 levels back at the end of March and 1st of April. Right now we're about 151. Currently, the feeder cattle index is at a sharp discount to the May futures. It's 144.48. That was up $1.54 on Friday. So that's different than what we've been seeing over the past couple of years with the feeder cattle futures above the index. Live cattle today up strong as well, 250 higher in June at 123.25. August up $1.65. On Friday, we had some really strong cash trade, higher than expected at 128, even some 130 in Colorado, and that really kicked things off coming into today with some short covering buys and then new buys of people wanting to catch, try to take advantage of that opportunity. And then box beef at midday, select was up $1.62 at 205.36. Grain futures lower today. Corn down 9 cents. That was the weakest contract here. We had July corn down 9 1/4, 368 1/4. December corn down 8 3/4 at 376. That July corn still about 17 cents off of the contract low, which was 351. So we still got some ways to go before making new contract lows. Wheat, on the other hand, didn't make new contract lows today. Kansas City July down 6 at 447.5. And it looks like at this point, a lot of the worrisome weather is starting to get behind us and is turning down here in the southern plains. And so harvest is weeks away at this point, and at this point without any real problems, the crop looks pretty good. So that's the reason for the new lows. Also, the U.S. dollar index is slightly higher. It's up 24, and that's putting pressure on the grains. Beans down 7 to 7.5 cents. Tomorrow morning, we've got the USDA supply and demand report and then winter wheat production report. All winter wheat's 1.384 billion bushels. Last year it was 1.370, so a little bit bigger than last year. Hard red winter wheat's about the same as last year. And then the other part of that's the ending stocks for the U.S. and world. That report is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. If you want to talk about the futures markets with Justin, give him a call at 877-431-9885. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.